Hello and welcome to Esposito, the Espogenesis podcast. It's me, John, as usual, the games master of this space adventure and wrangler of fools. This is the episode, the latest episode to date, although when we release the next episode, then this won't be the latest, but this intro will still say it is. So if you're listening to it after the hang on, check the dates. If you're listening to it after the 13th of August, 2021, then it's not the latest episode anymore. So I'm sorry that I lied to you. This has been your public service announcement. Now enjoy the episode. Peace. We'll end that combat. So at this point, just so you know, the other ship has been severely damaged and has pulled away from this fight, probably fencing his chances elsewhere. And then you get a flash up on your panel that shows a temporal anomaly is about to occur, like right in your path. Like, you don't know exactly what it is, what shape it will be, how it'll impact you, but you know it's about to come. So it's a piloting maneuver with a +1 because of Dumas's scanning capabilities.
Do I still got the D4 from Dora poking me in the ear?
Yeah, you've not used that yet, so.
Lapse a minute, so.
Oh, natural one.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, so that is a 9 to 11 in total.
Yeah, so you see this appear on your dial, and you, to be honest, you're not quite sure which way to go with this. There's 360 degrees of possible movement, and all you know is it's going to open up near you. So there's a moment of indecision. Then the starboard side of the ship is just caught in this temporal distortion as it appears. Everyone is thrown to the left. You feel the ship spin and twist, and there's this horrible groaning sound. And the ship takes a point of structural damage. It also takes 8 points of hull point damage, and then you hear this spark, and Rebook, you sat at the gunning station, are just struck by this bolt of electricity snapping out of the ship. You take 10 points of damage.
Fucking owie.
And are straight away from the console, and yeah, for a second the ship just drifts, spinning listlessly through space before the systems start to kick back in. Rebook, the gunner panel doesn't come back on. That it seems like the weapons are currently offline. But HUD, you're able to kick the ship back into gear and start moving off again.
Son of a bitch, sorry about that, guys. Rebook, you okay? Give me a status report.
I'd been better. I think our weapon systems are disabled.
Crap.
Can I run some kind of systems diagnostic or something to try and figure out why they're disabled or what the actual issue is? Surely we have a damage report machine of some form.
Roll a computer's check.
I'm pretty sure it's that sci-fi thing where the panel just have a firework display in front of you.
Yeah.
I'm lucky to be alive.
That's a 30.
Yeah, so actually what Rebook described is more or less accurate. Essentially, the ability to control them has been destroyed. There was a surge through all of the ship systems, and it seemed to channel itself through into that particular point, blow up that console, and now that console doesn't work. There's no current way of using the ship's guns.
There's two guns on this ship, aren't there?
Hang on. I think it's only got one control panel.
Okay.
Let me check. I've got a diagram. It's not a hand-drawn diagram. It is a hand-drawn diagram. Yeah, it's dual cannons, but there's only one gunning position.
Okay.
And is there no way to fire them manually?
You can do a computer's check to try and what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Science.
Yeah, you can do a computer check to science.
Re-science.
So yeah, to re-science the controls to a different panel.
Resciencing, it's a 28.
Yeah, you can do that. There was essentially a redundant panel that you can route the systems through to on the bridge. So Rebook, you'll need to make your way back through to the bridge, but that's fairly easy to do.
Rebook's going to pat his singed hair, tentacles back down, and tentatively make his way back to the new control panel.
This panel is not going to be quite as effective. It's not quite as responsive. So you'll have a -2 to your attack rolls, but you can still fire the weapons.
Unless I science that away too.
You can't science that away. That's more to do with this panel wasn't built for that.
Which is why I'm going to science it.
You can't science everything, Tom. One day you'll learn this.
That's not how science works, John. Everything is science.
I see. Problem, you haven't done Windows updates.
Nah, you know what it is, Tom? The ship is powered by a human heart.
That's biology. That's science.
That's awful.
It's a medicine check.
Oh, all right. This ship is powered by human emotion. That's chemistry. That's science. God damn.
We've had this conversation before. Science can solve everything if you throw enough science at it.
I think the only way to explain it is if the ship is powered by a ghost.
Or God.
Well, no, because then it just wouldn't work.
I'm going to say it's powered by a very industrious ghost who does work.
I'll believe it when I see it.
You can't
but
see
I it. Won't, because it's I don't need to.
Guys, it's powered by a flying spaghetti monster. Okay, so let's just leave it at that.
Well, I'm not a pretentious git either. Like, fuck the flying spaghetti monster. I'm not 17 and trying to prove a point.
I just said he's called Darren and then realised that that's just the name I give to any NPC that I make up on the spot. He's called Cecilia.
Can I do a medicine check to heal Cecilia's broken heart?
Yeah.
No.
Is no, she Cecilia. Down on her knees?
She is. She is. She's very distraught.
You're begging?
Is she begging us? Please.
She is begging you, please. Leave her alone. Let her heal in peace.
Not to come home.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I regret. Just for the listeners at home, I threw my glasses off my face and buried my head in my hands in an ironic and faux gesture of, not ironic, just faux, gesture of giving up.
What's Vietnamese soup got to do with this?
Well, it's disappointing.
I prefer a ramen bowl, but hey.
Yeah, all right. You've managed to reroute controls of the guns to this computer panel. It's not as effective, but it's still, at least the guns will fire. You are continuing to make your way through this battle that is raging around you. You start to see more of these spatial tears appear. It seems like they are increasing in frequency, not just because of your proximity to the crucible, but it seems like essentially a timer has started. It seems like the machinery that is powering up the crucible is getting closer to being effective, essentially, and these tears are appearing more and more. Looking out to your right, you see an Eldorai frigate is passing by, and there's just a section of it that seems to slow down for a second while the rest of it continues at a normal speed. It's weird because one side of it's in slow motion, the other side of it is in real time. You see it start to pull itself apart, and you can see Eldorai crewmen and soldiers just being pulled out into the vacuum of space, getting grotesque. One of them you see, he's actually in the midpoint of this rift, and you see half of him is pulled out at real time, and the other half is pulled out in slow motion.
Fuck that guy in particular.
Mm.
Fuck him. That guy's name was
Darren, obviously.
That was where my mind went. God damn it. I fucking hate Darrens, apparently. Or I love them. I can't tell.
It's a really popular name in the future.
It's just there was a guy called Darren that was basically Elvis. No one is called Elvis now. That doesn't work.
No, Elvis was called Darren.
Elvis was called Darren. Okay.
I'm confused. Who's called Elvis?
Darren.
Not that guy. Yeah. This guy is pulled apart in a very horrific way. And around him, you can see this eruption of explosion happening at different times. There's debris that flies off. There's a large chunk of the forward section of the ship as it splits in two that collapses and collides with an Infinity Corps Striker. Looking around, this battle is not only a massive battle between these three fleets. It's chaotic. There is temporal and spatial distortions that are causing it to be probably slightly more destructive than it would otherwise have been. And then for a split second, the crucible ahead of you flickers out of view. It just disappears and then returns. But at this point, you have just about managed to slip past the Eldore defences. You can see the hangar bay ahead of you.
Time for some docking, lads.
How far are we away from the hangar bay?
Probably about a 3-minute flight.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I'm just going to gun it full tilt.
All right. To do that, you're going to have to drop your stealth.
We cool with that, boys?
Well, that depends on the scanners. Could anyone feasibly turn around and catch us before we got there, or are we pretty free and clear?
So the route you took, you passed between these two frigates that seem to have not yet participated in the fight. It seems like no one has control over the ship at the minute, so they are not engaging. So those being the nearest ships, same for their fighters, they're not ready to engage. So you've probably got at least a 5-minute head start on anyone that could chase after you.
I would say keep the stealth up for as long as we can, because we don't want anyone chasing us in there.
Agreed.
I would agree. Yes, keep it up and then drop it at the last possible moment, I think.
Okay, so I'm going to move as fast as I can while keeping the stealth drive up.
Okay, so it takes a little bit longer, but you manage to approach pretty easily. Whilst this battle rages behind you, you draw closer and closer towards the hangar bay, and you can see it there. It's a bit of a juxtaposition, because on this entirely smooth, seemingly soft and polished metal surface, there is this rectangular hangar bay just dropped with this force field covering the entrance in. But yeah, you're there.
Hey, up, hang on. Force field covering the entrance.
You expected this. This isn't a force field that will stop you getting in. It's to keep the atmosphere in.
Oh, okay, right. That's fine then. I am, as you all may know, not atmosphere. So I'll be okay.
However, the air in your ship is atmosphere.
No, God!
That would be a real short fucking coming of force fields, wouldn't it?
Oh my God, that would be brilliant.
Just compresses all the atmosphere in the ship, just blows it out the back.
I exhale and hold my breath as we cross it. I do not take a deep breath, John.
You sure you don't want to take a deep breath?
I do not take a deep breath.
I constantly inhale. I take the biggest breath of my life. All right. Just to spite Dumas. And apparently the vacuum of space.
As you draw in line with the hangar bay, you see ahead, it looks like it's been cleared out. There's some sort of structure at the end of it, but you can't quite make it out. And you kick the thrusters in to head through. You have to do this fairly slowly because, you know, docking is a delicate procedure.
It is.
All right. So, yeah, you guys have pulled yourself in line with the hangar bay. You can see that it looks like it's been cleared out. And there is some sort of structure or goings on at the end. And you start kicking the thrusters in to push through this force field, which you don't meet any resistance. Dumas, despite exhaling, there's no impact. Hard to sight inhaling, there's no impact. You're fine to keep breathing. It seems like this force field is just for keeping the atmosphere in without ignoring internal pressures and things. What you see is there's a lift in the far corner. There's also a line of crates and barrels that have been set up just ahead of the lift to create a barricade, behind which you can see a dozen or so Eldore foot soldiers. And at the far end of the hangar, there is an anti-aircraft turret that has been set up. And as the Golden Rose enters through the hangar, the turret just erupts into a barrage of fire.
At us, or...
I'm pretty sure it's at us.
I mean, I was just hoping maybe, like, it was a, something innocuous, like someone else.
Caught off guard, the shots don't connect. They impact into the ceiling, and one of them fires out through into space beyond you. But they definitely opened fire on you.
Shoot them, shoot them.
Reboot's going to fire back.
Okay.
Is this like a tower, did he say, John?
No, it's a turret emplacement that's been set up.
Oh, right, okay.
There's a barricade in there. It seems to be behind some sort of shield, but it's not a permanent emplacement.
Okay, cool.
That's a 12 with a minus 2.
That misses.
Bloody hell.
Pew, pew.
Can I ram the shield?
I don't think I can stop you, but I do feel like that requires the consent, or it should require the consent of everyone here.
Strap in.
So, Rebook opens fire, and the shots just, they hit the wall behind the turret and exploding. There's a sooty patch where they hit. At this point, HUD kicks in and rams towards the turret.
I just go, fuck this.
Fuck this noise.
It's actually a piloting maneuver for ramming.
I think that, yeah, ram. You tend to ram your ship into an enemy ship or gun emplacement in this case. Targets that are two or more size categories larger than your ship can't be damaged in this maneuver. I assume it's smaller than...
It is smaller than you, so you're fine.
You move your ship directly towards the enemy. You must choose from the distance of your total intercept speed. Make a piloting maneuver check versus the opponent's maneuver defense. Refer to the collision damage table below and define the size category of the smaller ship in the collision. So what would be the small?
It's actually going to be. I think we're going to have to go smaller than those ships. No, we'll go with 2d6.
Okay, my ship's technician, so that's you, Dumas, and the target ship must make a wisdom saving throw versus your maneuver save DC. So that's 15.
A wisdom saving throw, you say?
Yes.
I don't know why I'm doing that. It's not my strength, but it's an 8.
Are you not the technician? Or would that be...
I think Rebook is, but I'm happy to fail at that if you want.
I thought that was Rebook.
Fantastic.
So, first of all, I mean, how do you actually... I'm not going to make you roll a pilot maneuver versus the maneuver defense because this is a gun emplacement. It has no maneuver defense. It cannot move out of the way. But I think... I guess, Dumas, you've rolled it.
I did. It was an 8.
Okay. So you fail. So... Hud, do you want to roll 2d6?
So, have we rammed the artillery gun? Is that what's just happened?
Yeah.
Has that knocked anyone off the gun?
That was a 5.
Right, so the Golden Rose takes 5 damage.
Okay.
Bearing in mind the way that ship damage and normal damage works, what you actually do is you crash into this gun emplacement and you knock it clear through the opposite wall of the hangar, which starts the atmosphere venting, and all of the troops that are within start being pulled out into space through this gap in the wall behind the turret. There's a lot of chaos, and Hud, can you roll another piloting maneuver?
Okay. Okay, that one is so piloting maneuver...
Some love from this pinky.
Oh yeah.
What is that, an action or a bonus action?
In fact,
either way, it's a little bit late.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's an action anyway. Okay.
So I don't think I need it anyway. It's 26.
Yeah. So as this hole appears in the far end, and you see the turret is pulled out, and these are the troops that are behind this barricade start getting sucked out into space. You feel the ship pull and lurch towards this hole, and there's a little bit of a worry that it's going to crash into this far wall, but you manage to react really quickly and kick the thrusters in and push the ship back into the center of the hangar as the dust settles and equilibrium is essentially created. There is a vacuum outside of the ship.
That were cracking.
I mean, on balance, I think we did okay there.
Aye, that honest, that was sterling. That were 10 out of 10.
Very satisfying indeed.
I enjoyed how you yeeted that turret.
I've just had it with these motherfucking Eldorai on this motherfucking crucible.
Well, they're not anymore, are they? They're just floating up there.
I'm a man who solves problems.
You can still see him wiggling.
Look at him fly. But yeah, so does that mean that we can't kind of get out without being yeeted into space ourselves?
There's an equilibrium now, so it's a vacuum in the hangar and out of the hangar. The only reason that everyone else was pulled out was because that was the atmosphere pulling them with it.
Right, okay.
So you can, there's no oxygen, there's no atmosphere, but you can leave the ship without being yeeted.
Will we be able to breathe?
No, you would not be able to breathe. It is a vacuum.
I'm fond of breathing, so I recommend the suits. Suit up, boys.
I'm going to set the ship down.
All right.
While this is happening, Dora is going to send out Salty, the drone, and is going to use Bolster on all three of you guys, which basically gives you plus 5 HP for the next 8 hours.
Nice.
That's on top of your maximum.
Excellent, thank you.
That's a good touch.
In that vein, Dumas is going to cast Protective Field on himself.
And Rebook's also going to use a Healing Ampule for 7 hit points back.
I'm going to cast nothing because I can't.
Good. Right. So you've done that. You suit up. You open the bay door of the Golden Rose into the hangar bay of the Crucible. And you walk down, and I don't think any of you have ever been on a Crucible before. Like, actually traveling to them is really only for scientists and historians. So for the two of you that have traveled the galaxy, this is a place that has never really interested you. It's been a source of ship fuel and quick transportation. But beyond that, it's been essentially a tourist attraction. So you don't quite know what to expect. You're a little bit disarmed at first because this is really obviously just standard Valner architecture. It's a hangar bay. It's not exciting. It's just brushed steel and computers and some floating barrels that were safely on the ground a few minutes ago. You make your way over to the lift and you call it. It seems that it was already at a lower level. So the lift arrives, and as the doors open, there's a rush again of atmosphere that forces you to take a step back, but it's nothing dramatic. You step inside, the doors shut, and you hear this sound of like a as atmosphere enters the lift again, and you know that you could fairly safely take off your helmets and breathe. There's only one button. There's just a down button. Well, there's two buttons. There's an up button as well, but there's nowhere to go up, so.
It's this kind of level of world building that really makes it come to life.
It's always lift buttons.
Right?
I don't know why it's such a blind spot for you, John.
I also don't know why I need to really highlight them. Like, there's one lift button. There's obviously two lift buttons. Because when you're down, you don't want to go down.
But like, you're the one who always draws attention to like these half-finished lift buttons.
Well, that's what I mean. There's a halfway button, because when you're only halfway up, you're neither up nor down.
That is true.
And this elevator brought to you by the grand old Duke of York.
That motherfucker.
So I'm guessing we go down.
Is lift music playing, or is,
yes, do you know what
is it Kissed
like?
By a Rose? By a seal?
No, that would only be if there was a tight seal.
I'm not lending you money.
Could be a loose seal.
Or a dancer.
Just waiting for that cease and desist from Dan Harmon now.
I was about to say he doesn't listen to us, but he probably could.
He might.
We are in his wheelhouse.
Hi, Dan. We love your work, but we think you're kind of a shitty person.
You make enough community references for him to to catch his attention, I think.
Flash to endorses. I think Reba's going to take the void suit off because it's inevitably going to get riddled with bullet holes if I leave it on.
Does he do it slow?
Oh, yeah. With this music.
Whilst everyone turns and watches.
Oh, are they Velcro? That doesn't sound safe in the void of space.
They are not very secure.
Yeah, they are tearaway clothing. They are convenient if you want to get undressed quickly, but not if you want to keep the vacuum of space out.
Oh, the future is spherical because they cut so many corners.
Only put one button on. What are they doing?
When we take off the void suits, can we store them somewhere? Or can we store them like a...
Oh, actually, I have a backpack pack attachment. So yes, we can.
You can stick them all. They all roll up neatly.
God.
Into Aaron, into Hunt's backpack.
Really glad that impulse buyer came through for us. I'd have felt like an idiot otherwise.
Was that that session where you were just like, I'm just going to buy everything and just went through the entire items list? Nice. Glad it came through.
20. Have I got a time limit then?
So the lift goes down. The music plays. You all undress and put your outfits into HUD's backpack. And the lift is still going down. It seems like you're going quite a long way down. And then eventually it glides to a halt. And the lift doors open. And you see ahead of you, you just see a wall that curves away to the left and to the right. There's corridors that go both ways that seem to curve round. What's interesting, though, is these lift doors, a burnished steel colour, open up, and you just see this dark, nearly gunmetal grey, but it's very smooth. The walls are, they almost look like they're made of glass, but they're this polished gunmetal grey. And you look down at the floor, and you can see the floor is made of particles, but also looks solid. It's a really unusual environment. You can't see any light source overhead. The ceiling is curved and smooth, made of the same material. The entire corridor is just an oval shape. There's no light source or anything. It's just kind of glowing. It's all luminous. So yeah, that's the environment that you're looking at. Pretty stark contrast to the luminously lit lift that you're in.
Can I try and do my know my enemy tracking thing to work out if there's any signs of the Xenotyrium or any idea of where it'd be?
Yeah. Maybe don't do it as tracking, thinking about it.
Okay.
Maybe do this as a lore, and I will give you proficiency in this one.
That is a 22 in that case.
So you start looking around to see outside the lift if there are any tracks or anything that you would recognize that this creature would leave in its wake. Bearing in mind you've never been on board a crucible, you're not quite sure how the floor reacts to pressure or anything. You recall what its intent is and where it would likely to be acting from, and you're fairly certain that from your limited knowledge of crucibles, they have a core. The core is the source of the sorium. It's likely to be in the core using the sorium to power its machines.
I'm guessing there's not signs up saying this way to the core.
No. Again, you are also aware that crucibles are spherical.
Okay.
So the core's probably neither down nor forwards, a bit of a mix of both.
This crucible brought to you by the Grand Old Duke of York.
So yeah, I'm just going to turn to the guys and say, I think we should head to the core. If it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be using the sorium core.
That seems logical.
So talk to me about this gunmetal grey thing again, John.
It seems to be the same material that makes up the floor, the walls, and the ceiling. It is smooth, there are no edges, no corners. It doesn't seem entirely solid or at all granular. It's a very unusual substance. You recall hearing about crucibles being a little bit unusual. Like, they don't seem to follow physics as any species understands it. Not in a dramatic way, just in a... whoever built these things had a deeper understanding of how to build things than any species that exists.
Are there any stairs or anything like that down, or doorways?
Looking out, it's a corridor that goes left and right.
Okay.
Because of the angle of the curve, you can't really see anything.
Rebook, shall you and me just split up and scout down the corridors and then come back, report what we find?
This makes sense. See what we can see.
Well, I do imagine you're pretty good at sneaking as well. I mean,
oh, yeah, I can sneak. I'm not too bad at it when I put my mind to it.
Why don't we split off in two teams then? Because Dory, you can sneak, can't you?
Lavish. Pretty sneaky.
Okay, yeah. So Dory, you come with me. Dumas and Rebook, you take the other corridor.
Off we go then.
Okay, so you both split off and head out. So who's in the team, sorry?
Me and Dora are taking the, shall we say, take the right?
Hello.
Okay. Both groups head out of the lift and head off in different directions. And it's kind of disorientating because there are no distinguishing features beyond the fact that you know that you've gone left and right. You might as well walk in the same direction from what you can tell. It is smooth and featureless. If you stop and peer closely at the walls, you start to see hieroglyphs and equations. But beyond having spent your life studying crucibles, you probably wouldn't have any idea what any of this means. And even then, it's a bit of a toss-up. So you continue on, and what's really disorientating about it is because it's so smooth, the corridor that you're walking along seems straight, but at the same time, you can't see what's round a never-ending corner. And you keep going. Can you all roll stealth checks for me?
To amplify my ability.
18.
17.
23.
So that's a 20 for the drone. And 24 for Rebook.
Okay. Rebook and Dumas, you keep going. Dora and Hud, you, ahead of you, hear a thunk, tunk, 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 and then you see something bounce round the corner and land at your feet. And can you both roll a constitution saving throw?
That's not great. This is a... not too bad. 16 for me.
4.
Okay. At the same time that this happens, Dumas, you're on the inside, so you don't quite see what Rebook sees, but Rebook, you spot a boot, essentially. You spot a boot around the corner.
A boot is in something that you would wear on a foot.
Yes, a boot is in something you wear on a foot. It looks like this person's trying to take cover and they hear you coming, but a little bit too late, and pull the foot in and move away. So there's just a split second where you spot this motion, and then you hear this muffled bang from behind you. Dory, you are blinded by this bright, flashing explosion. Hud, you spot this small grenade land at your feet and realize fairly quickly what it is, and manage to cover your eyes so that you are not blinded by the explosion. Yeah, that's, I think, probably where we should leave it.
Oh, shit. Dramatic times.
Oh, we're doing shit, man. We're doing it.
We're going down.
We split the party.